something I've only learned this morning, I've got to admit, is that if you're a scientist, collecting data from an ocean environment that's quite close to shore, really surprisingly difficult. It's because swell conditions are constantly changing, and it's really expensive to build scientific infrastructure that can withstand strong surf conditions. Well, the Smart Fin is a new piece of technology that actually attaches to a surfboard and can collect data from these surf zones. Renaud Jonas Boyol is a senior researcher at Southern Cross University. He's part of the Smart Fin initiative, and he joins me on the phone. Renaud, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure to talk. Now, I think just for some perspective, can you describe what the Smart Fin looks like to us?
Yeah, so they're just regular fins. They're actually high-performance fins. And they pack with sensors. So you have a GPS sensor, motion sensor, and a temperature sensor. And then you put it on your surfboard like any regular fins, and then they record all the data while you surf. So it's a piece of equipment, a scientific piece of equipment, but it performs as a perfect surfboard equipment.
Which is great, because you're not getting an additional thing on the surfboard. You're fully replacing the fin.
That's correct.
So what data are you... In terms of the data you are collecting, why is that data important?
Well, the data are very important. As you just mentioned, it's really hard to measure on the near shore. The water is constantly moving. You have a lot of current, a lot of waves. And basically, a lot of scientists are very curious to know what's going on there. And there was a way, we couldn't find a way basically to measure those things. And the initiative was started by Loz Bird. And then Dr. Tyler Saranac, who's a graduate from SCU and then took a research position at San Diego University, developed the idea of using surfers to actually measure for all the scientists in the world on this very difficult environment, because that's where they go all the time. So now, that was a great idea.
I understand this is in beta testing. Have people been excited to get involved?
Yeah, so we have a lot of people really enthusiastic about it. They want to be involved. They want to protect the environment. They want to protect the ocean, and they want to help scientists do that. And so we received a lot of inquiries how to get the Smart Fin and so on. As you say, it's a beta testing right now, so we ran out of fins. We're getting more fins to provide to people. Right now, we're mainly interested from Noosa to about Coffs Harbour, so kind of like the north coast of New South Wales and then the south of Queensland. But it's going to expand around all Australia as soon as we go out of the beta testing.
Is this a cost-effective way of collecting this data? I mean, is this sort of cheaper than having to build specialised equipment that then has to sit in the surf?
Well, it is a much, much more efficient way to do that. The Smart Fins roughly are about $200 US. So about $300 Australian. Mm. So it is quite expensive. Right now, they're given for free to surfers for the beta testing. I'm not really sure what's going to happen after. I probably will stay free, but I can't be certain. If you want a typical scientific device to put in the surf, you'll be looking at a few thousand.
Wow. So quite a big difference.
Yes. And then, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when you have this device to measure the near shore, it doesn't move. It's attached somewhere, and it doesn't move at all. So you're always collecting in the same place, while the surfer is constantly moving in different conditions. And you can also observe, depending on the current, on the conditions, where the surfers are and what kind of break they're surfing. And so you get different analysis. It's very interesting. It's very useful.
Renaud, the data that is collected, what is that teaching us about climate change? Why do we need that data in particular?
Well, It's always very hard to foresee what kind of discovery we're going to make with the data. What we know for sure is that we will have an idea of what's going on with the temperature. If the temperature is slowly increasing, so obviously it will be over a long period of time that we can see something. But it's also to know what's the motion of the ocean. What is it doing? For example, the surfer might surf a surf break, which is, let's say, 60 meters offshore. And then suddenly we'll see in a few years that the break is slowly moving towards the coast. And that would tell us about, you know, movement of the banks, movement of the coast might, you know, have some economical impact on houses along the coast. We're not entirely sure. We know that the more data we have, the more we understand, and the more we might actually try to prevent a future impact of climate change.
So we are hoping that this data will kind of form some aspect of a longitudinal study. We're looking years down the road.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So it's a long, you know, understanding a long process like climate change and the impact of it. It's a long process. We need data over a long period of time to actually model what's going on. So it is not just one surf and then, oh, we get all the information, unfortunately. But the more data we have, so the more surfer we have involved, the more we can think globally and what's going on. And especially for Australia, where the coast is so important to our lifestyle, the economy, everything. I mean, it's really important for us.
If the beta testing goes well in the USA and Australia, I mean, could you see this going worldwide?
Yeah, well, we're hoping. So it's just arriving now from California to Australia, and then it will eventually go to Europe and probably some places like Japan, every place where people want to surf, basically.
Okay, well, it sounds absolutely fascinating to me. Renaud, thank you very much. We're going to make sure there's plenty of info up about it on 2SER.com website so people can find out how to sign up, get information about it, and just read a bit more about the data. So,
that's great.
Renaud, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
An absolute pleasure. Renaud Jonas Boyau, he is a senior researcher at Southern Cross University, spearheading the SmartFin initiative in Australia.